Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Welcome to another edition of Retirement Income Solutions. I'm Walter Storholt alongside the great team at Security First Asset Management. Your local wealth advisors are Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. And here on the show, we want you to listen, plan, and thrive anywhere in Middle Georgia. There are offices with the team in Dublin and in Macon as well, where you can come in and have a conversation about your financial plan. And we're looking forward to a great show on tap today where we're going to keep it simple, stupid. Yeah, that's the name of one of our segments this week. And also we'll talk about his and hers retirement planning, how couples often have differences and similarities that they need to keep in mind in the planning process, and it might dictate the proper way to put together that plan. But let me first introduce you to the voices. First of all, Bill Danner joins us each and every week. And Bill, good to chat with you again this week. Hope you're well.
I'm well, thank you, Walter. How are you?
Glad to hear it. Doing very well. Good. And Daniel Neesmith is along for the ride as well. How are you, Daniel?
I'm good. How's it going?
I feel bad actually saying you're along for the ride. You're an essential part of this show, not just along for the ride.
Along for the ride.
I'm just along for the ride.
That's not a very good capture of your importance to this program.
Hey, so it's okay.
I'll do better next time on that. We're also going to give you some good facts of the week and answer some of your questions all straight ahead on the show. We always love to kick it off, in fact, with one of your questions, and we'll start this week. By the way, submit your questions online by going to completetheplan.com, completetheplan.com. Richard in Warner Robins has our first question of the week and says, if my math is correct, my pension, Social Security, and income from a duplex that I own will be enough to cover all of my monthly bills, even if I retired right now. I'm actually planning to work another 2 to 3 years, but it seems like I don't need to save anymore because I don't think I actually need any of this money that I have in my 401k and IRAs. What am I missing here?
Well, Richard, I think you've done a good job with the start of an analysis there, just making sure that your income is going to exceed your outgo. But many times there's some things that people don't factor in. For example, just because your income is enough to cover your bills on day one of your retirement, 10 years in, we have to have obviously account for inflation. Every year, the cost of living is going to keep going up for the rest of your life. And that will have a dramatic impact on the amount of income that you need. Secondly, health care expenses are going up twice the rate of inflation. That has to be factored in. And you may have already done this. These are just some different things you may want to consider. Finally, taxes. What if taxes are a little higher in the future, especially when you're pulling money out of the 401ks because of your required minimum distributions and your IRAs? What we like to do is something called a retirement reality check. It's part of our lifetime income blueprint where we'll forecast out your spending goals against the amount of income you have coming in, and we'll take into account these other factors that many people don't, like inflation, taxes, health care costs. Very crucial. So another thing is during the go-go phase of your retirement, when you're first retired, many times people spend more money than they do when they were working because you have more time to do so. But I'd encourage you to take a closer look and get a comprehensive analysis on that. Thanks for the question, Richard.
Yeah, I always love your go-go phase of life, by the way. I think that's a very simple way to capture that part of life. Instead of this more lofty term of accumulation phase and distribution phases, now it's the go-go phase. I like that. Is that the Macon or the Dublin way of saying that?
Hey, that's the Southern way of saying it.
Just right. That's the Middle Georgia way. I like
that's
it.
That's the Middle Georgia way. Go-go.
The go-go phase. If you want to get in touch with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith and the team at Security First Asset Management, not only can you submit a question online, completetheplan.com, but you can also call 800-987-1443 to get in touch, 800-987-1443. It's now time for one of our facts of the week, and Bill, what do you have for us?
Well, this one comes from CNBC, okay. May 4th. 2017.
Okay.
So it's relevant, yep. Current. It states, when the American College of Financial Services conducted a recent 38-question retirement literacy quiz, 3 out of 4 retirement-age Americans failed the test.
Oh.
That's where we are.
So what do you read into that? 3 out of 4 failed the retirement readiness quiz, essentially.
No, it's retirement literacy.
Oh, literacy.
Quiz.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Terms and whatnot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just, there's so much jargon, different types of, yeah. Well, we just said one go-go phase. What does that mean?
Yeah.
How do I relate go-go phase to actually money?
Or we're in our go-go phase. We're so focused on our everyday lives. It's sometimes hard to learn all these ins and outs of the retirement world when we're, you know, a lot of us that are at our peak earning years, maybe, and so we're busy at work. We've got, you know, maybe kids or grandkids. We're getting busy these days, and
we're
planning
busy.
For retirement's hard.
Yeah, and literacy is all aspects of retirement. I mean, understanding how it all fits together in a puzzle. You have healthcare needs and income needs and inflation risk, tax risk. Yeah, that's literacy, understanding how all those things can affect our future. And then, obviously, the spending of the money when we're able to go and do things when we first retire. So, yeah, I understand why this may be the way it is. We don't know what we don't know, Walter.
So my takeaway from this is that there is definitely a great need for better financial and retirement education out there. Even here in Middle Georgia would be a good idea to get better educated on these things. So let's take some steps to do that. I mentioned earlier we were going to talk about keeping it simple, stupid. I used to have a coworker when I was 20 and working at Best Buy in the appliance section.
Was that last year?
Just last year. No.
I was going to ask if he was a geek.
I wasn't in the geek squad. No, I... the job market was in a really tough spot, and it was hard to get a job right out of college. And so,
it's a good company.
I did the first thing I could, went to work for Best Buy, got a part time job in home theater, and then as soon as a full time slot opened up in appliances for $19,000, I jumped on it. And so it was just two of us in the department. Me and a military veteran, and this guy was like former Black Ops, and he just he's retired, and he just did this to kind of have fun and just to have something to do each day, and he was just a blast. But he always used, this was his favorite phrase, keep it simple, stupid. So as he was teaching me all the ins and outs of the department and stuff like that, he'd always use this phrase. So it always has a special meaning for me, because I think back to those couple of months I spent at Best Buy selling refrigerators at the age of 20 to random people walking through the door. But anyway, the bottom line is retirement plan doesn't have to be overwhelmingly complicated, even though, as you mentioned, Bill, that literacy quiz, a lot of people aren't passing that these days. But it doesn't have to be as complicated as maybe people make it think. Why do you think, though, that there is this disconnect, that some advisors out there try and overcomplicate things, or that people just have this sort of misinformation or this inability to be literate when it comes to their finances?
Well, I guess there could be a couple of reasons. It's hard to pinpoint for sure in each situation, but I would say that maybe they don't fully understand the process, or maybe all the products. And if you don't fully understand it, how can you communicate it properly? We think it's important to primarily educate people on what they are faced with retirement, as far as what their goals are, how do you reach them, and keep it real simple instead of making things overly complicated. Sometimes advisors also may act like things are more complicated than they really are, just because it's an easier sell for them. But we follow a defined process, and we like to keep things very transparent and upfront with people. Things don't have to be hard. They can be very simple, and people just want to know that they're going to thrive and be in good shape in retirement.
Yeah, I think that's important to just seek comfort and want to be in good shape. Maybe that's the ultimate goal, and therefore we don't have to become experts. We just need to be literate when it comes to our financial plan. Therefore, we need to try and keep it simple in most cases. What are some of the first steps that most people can take to simplify their retirement plan, if that's the goal?
Well, the first thing, we all need to get organized financially, but we need to understand exactly what we have. So a lot of folks out there have worked for multiple entities, so they may have 401ks several places. They may have IRAs at the bank or some other place. So there may be a need for consolidation. There's certainly a need to, first and foremost, to see where you are, gather the data. Where are all your accounts? Let's organize them. Organize them together. Then it would be important for them to understand why they're invested and what they're invested in. And then the next step will probably be to eliminate things that they no longer need. That happens, and we may have things that we're invested in that no longer serve the purpose of that we bought them for or purchased them or invested initially. So it's an evaluation. Let's get to know. Let's sit down and figure out where you are, what you have, and then put the pieces together that fit your needs.
Yeah, I think that is a good strategy for how to start to simplify things. What about some of the things that people seem confused or overwhelmed by because other folks have made it more complicated than it needs to be? I always think of like the universal versus term versus whole life insurance. You know, you start talking about the nuances of all of that, it can start to seem really complicated and confusing, all the different options. Is that a good example, and are there others?
That is a good example. So life insurance doesn't have to be overly complicated. There's really only two categories of life policies. Permanent policies that are, as long as you pay your premium, will last the rest of your life if done properly, and term policies that have a specified amount of time that they'll remain in force. But sometimes when we start thinking about all the different caveats in there, it can seem overwhelming, but it's very straightforward if you understand which of those categories it fits into. Another one is annuities. Annuities are not complicated. They are for people that like predictability. But especially folks that only sell equities and stocks, they tend to frown on annuities. But for people that prefer predictability, annuities can be a very straightforward answer for part of someone's retirement income plan if you like predictability with some growth potential. So that's a couple of different risk management types of products. The other thing is mutual funds. Mutual funds aren't that complicated, but sometimes people have too many of them in their portfolio, and they have a bunch of overlap with their investments and don't have to own that many to be diversified. So most of the time, things can be kept very simple. There's no need to overcomplicate things, that's for sure. We do believe in keeping it simple.
Yep, all great examples. So just to put a bow on the conversation of keeping things simple, how do you classify different investments for people when you're putting together a plan that makes it simpler, that makes it easy to understand? What is it about your process that keeps it simple?
Well, our process is called the Lifetime Income Blueprint, so we do have a planning process. But what's important is we try to identify income sources and the needs, and you always have to know what the needs are and what the wants are. And then you look to the sources of monies to create the income that's needed or identify the guaranteed streams of income like pensions and Social Security, et cetera. So it's not about a single investment. It's about putting a plan together that will satisfy the income need first. We have to have a growth component. And a lot of folks just want some of their money where they can't lose it. So we talk in terms of protection, principal protection, income and growth, and guaranteed streams of income. So those guaranteed streams of income can come, again, from pensions, Social Security, and some annuity contracts based on the claims-paying ability of the insurance company. So we simplify it that way. It's, what are we trying to accomplish? Where's our income going to come from? How do we replace that income in the future? And what if we need to have the money? Or at least some of it. How does it need to be positioned? So that's the way we approach it. It's a process that we go through, and we don't try to live our lives by a single product, nor do we ever let our clients know that you ought to be invested in just one single thing. It's a puzzle. We call it a puzzle. It is a puzzle, a retirement income puzzle. There's a lot of pieces to it, a lot of components to it, and we put it all together in our Lifetime Income Blueprint. There are a lot of folks out there today that have sources of money, and a lot of folks in the area that work at some of the firms around here will have pensions. But it's understanding how all those things work and fit together to satisfy your needs for income and retirement. It's about income planning. It's retirement planning, but it's centered on income. How much income am I going to need, and where do I go for the sources of income? So for those of you who are listening today that would like to have answers to those questions and have help designing a plan, we offer no obligations. Sit down, visit with you to be able to help you start the planning process. So for the next 10 people who call who have at least $100,000 invested for retirement, Call us at 800-987-1443 today. Again, that number is 800-987-1443. And let's sit down and begin the conversation about how we can simplify and plan for your future.
Get a complimentary review of your financial plan. All you have to do is sit down and talk with the team at Security First Asset Management here in Middle Georgia, with offices in Dublin and in Macon as well. 800-987-1443 is the number to call. Again, that's 800-987-1443. Here on the show, we often say that we like you to listen, plan, and then thrive. And we think we could probably add simplify to that tagline based on this conversation, because after all, retirement planning shouldn't be all that complicated if you're getting the right kind of guidance. And that's one of the goals. Keep it simple. And you don't have to add stupid onto the end of that as well. You just keep it simple, and you'll be smarter for doing so. 800-987-1443 is your number to call. Again, that's 800-987-1443. Much more coming up on today's show. We're going to talk about planning for couples. We'll call it his and hers retirement, how there are some similarities, but also some differences that couples must keep in mind. That plus we'll get to know Bill and Daniel with this week's question of the week coming up in a few moments as well. All that and more straight ahead on Retirement Income Solutions. Stay tuned.
It's getting to know you time.
Well, this is the part of the show that we like to call getting to know you, where we just throw a random question at Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith each week to find out a little bit more about their personalities. And we're going to talk movies this week. Guys, what movie have you watched multiple times, but you still enjoy it every time you see it?
Well, in recent years, I haven't watched as many movies, so let me think about this. One that I remember watching growing up a lot, and I continue to watch, is A Christmas Story. You know, it comes TBS for 24 hours each Christmas, and we've got a little tradition. My sister and I, when we were growing up, we'd watch it every year on Christmas and Christmas Eve. I still do that. It drives my wife crazy. She cannot stand that movie because, you know, Ralphie's on there and all these kids and stuff. But but I love the movie. It just brings back nostalgia. You know, it's not Christmas without the Christmas Story movie.
That's true. I've actually never seen the entire Christmas Story.
What?
I probably have, man, because of all the different pieces I've caught from it being on. But I've never seen it start to finish. It's one of those. You know,
you need a plan in place. You need to put all those pieces together.
That's right. Yeah. See,
movie puzzle. You're missing.
Yeah, I like it. All right. What about you, Bill?
Missing one. You're going to probably think this is silly because it is. Waterboy, Adam Sandler.
Really?
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's great. I love that movie.
I could watch that movie every day. I get so cracked up watching that that boy. I just love it.
You're a fan of the slapstick, huh?
Oh, sometimes that's a movie that just keeps on giving. I love that.
That
movie
is pretty funny. High,
that's some high quality H2O.
High quality H2O.
Well, it's funny movie that you mentioned that, because his it's a little bit more recent, but Grown Ups. Did you see the Adam Sandler one? The Grown Ups.
Sure,
that, to me, is a movie I could watch over and over because it's just fun. Four guys just having a goofy time with their families, and it's just one of those easy to watch multiple times kind of movies. So it's interesting that he has a couple of those that are in that sort of just really easy to digest realm.
Happy Gilmore.
Any of those you could watch over and over, I think.
Yep. So. Oh, yeah, just a good laugh. And
I didn't see Waterboy coming, though. That took me by surprise.
You know, it took me by surprise, too.
It's football, you know. That's part of the problem. I mean, that's probably why I like it so much. It's crazy.
Is it
football.
The Gators on there? Don't they play the Gators in that movie?
No.
I can't remember.
You're thinking of the teacher when he's talking about the problem. He says there's a problem with your Abdullah Oblongata.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Yep.
It was just a funny,
good stuff.
Just a fun movie.
That's pretty cool. Well, there you go. Getting to know Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith a little bit better. Your team at Security First Asset Management. One, a nice family-oriented movie. The other, Waterboy. as the ones they could watch every time.
I like that.
That's pretty funny. All right, we'll get back to the financial talk coming up next, so stay right there. Important conversation coming up right here on Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
What should be the number one concern if you're approaching retirement? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives. Here in Middle Georgia, meet with the Security First Asset Management Team by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443.
Want to do what you love in retirement? Then listen to Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Moving right along here on Retirement Income Solutions, listen, plan, and ultimately thrive. The number to call to get in touch with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, your local wealth advisors here in Middle Georgia, is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. The team at Security First Asset Management has offices in Dublin and in Macon, so there's a spot that's near you. Convenient to come in and have a conversation about your financial plan. If you'd like to ask a question to be featured on the show, you can do that by going to completetheplan.com. That's completetheplan.com. We have a good one here from Max in Dublin. Max says, my dad died last month and left me a large amount of several different stocks. It's more than I anticipated getting from him, so I'm not really sure how to handle this. It's all been a bit sudden. Where should I start evaluating this? It's a good question.
Yes, Max. To begin with, thanks for the call, but more importantly, we wish you well there. And it's always tough to lose a parent, and we sympathize with you. I lost my dad a few years ago. It's pretty tough. It's pretty tough to do. You do have some decisions and things you need to think about. Luckily, inheriting stock is different than inheriting IRA accounts. You didn't indicate whether it was in an IRA account or not, but you have no tax consequences generally if you inherit stocks. It has a step-up in basis, so where you would start, Max, is to kind of look at what you've gotten there and try to figure out how best to utilize that for your future, because I'm sure that your father would like for you to be secure in the future, and how does it fit into your overall retirement plan? So that would be the place to start. Sit down and evaluate where you are. If you need help with that, seek out guidance from a reliable person like maybe ourselves, and just talk about it in general, how it would fit in an overall plan for your future, because I'm sure your dad would like to see you thrive in retirement as well. So I like the fact that you're not making any decisions quickly. You shouldn't. Take some time, look at your options, and put it together in an overall plan for your future. Again, we thank you for calling, and best wishes in the future.
Yeah, if you're in a similar situation maybe to Max, trying to figure out what to do with, an inheritance or maybe something that is of financial nature that's come up suddenly, it's always good to get those second opinions. And you can do that with the team at Security First Asset Management. 800-987-1443, your number to call. That's 800-987-1443. It's time for another fact of the week, and Daniel has this week's. So what do you have, Daniel?
All right, so this one is pretty interesting to me. Recently, a British survey found that 1 in 5 UK adults admit that they don't know how to change a light bulb or boil an egg.
No
way. Yeah. Researchers said there's a widening skills gap in society. So, you know, I feel one good thing about this is not a U.S.-based survey. 5 out of 5 adults. No, I'm kidding. And then in the UK, 1 out of 5 can't change a light bulb or boil an egg. That's shocking to me. You know, it says a lot about our educational system, hopefully not in the U.S., but it reminds me of Mike Rowe. You know who Mike Rowe is?
He's
talking. Mm-hmm. The guy from Dirty Jobs.
Dirty Jobs.
He's saying, you know, we need to teach skills to people at some point, you know, because I think last week or the week before we had one of the facts of the week that talked about people weren't prepared for the workforce. Once they got out of college.
Yeah.
And so there's a disconnect there. Just having an education doesn't mean you can apply those skills properly.
Changing a light bulb?
But come on.
A light bulb.
Maybe they should have a major in light bulb changing. That might help.
I can understand maybe boiling an egg, but my gosh, changing a light bulb?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
They might have a regulation making it illegal. Who knows?
Who knows?
I'm speechless.
I hope my kids know how to change light bulbs. I'm going to have to ask.
Well, based on these survey results, if they continue to trend that way, I'm going to start putting these things on my resume because it'll obviously make me a differentiator. You know, like
light bulb changer.
I'm a light bulb changer. I can boil an egg. I can make a cup of coffee for the office. I mean, these would all be very valuable skills to have in the office setting, you know.
Sounds like it because nobody else can.
Yeah.
Hand out your cards, egg boiler.
I can make deviled eggs and coffee, and I can change the light so that, you know, we're not sitting in the dark. I mean, that's an essential employee right there.
Man, where are we going?
Job security.
Gosh.
Amazing.
Wow.
Well, hopefully...
We don't make this stuff up, Walter.
This is not fake news, right?
This is not fake news, brother.
Just depends on who you ask.
Those clickbait headlines. That's an interesting study, no doubt about it. Well, hopefully between a husband and a wife, one of the two of them will be able to boil an egg or change the light bulb. Maybe it's one does one and the other does the other. I don't know. But
or teach each other how to do it.
There you go. Yeah.
That's even better, right?
That's even better. Well, let's hope that they can do the same thing in retirement planning. Although if you can't change a light bulb or boil an egg, then getting your retirement planning right might not be in the same ballpark. But let's take
Just think about that. Think about that.
Yeah. We talked about keeping things simple earlier, right?
Jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeez. Wow.
We're going to have to get simpler than we thought. But let's talk about couples and financial planning. We'll call it his and hers retirement, and we'll see if we can't continue this sort of keep it simple theme. Do you find that most couples have spent a lot of time talking about retirement plans before they come to meet with you, or does that first conversation about financial matters usually take place right there in your office?
Well, it really just depends on the couple, of course, but I will say that many times people have talked about financial matters like, you know, how much they're saving for retirement, but not many of them have talked about income planning and how to account for when to turn on Social Security. Do we take the survivor's option? Do we let our insurance policies expire once we get into retirement and don't have debt? You know, it really depends on the couple, though. I try to make sure that both people are participating. To me, that's really important to make sure that both the husband and the wife are engaged in the planning process so they both feel confident with it. And many times they take the approach differently, but it really does depend on the situation. The first conversation shouldn't take place in an office in front of an advisor. People should be talking about these things for years before they retire, but many times they don't get around to it.
Yeah, I think that's it's a good synopsis probably of the way those conversations usually go. And like you said, this is going to depend a little bit. But what are some of the primary things that do need to be discussed and decided between husband and wife before true planning can really begin?
Well, you know, we find today that we have husbands and wife both working, both having retirement plans. One or other may or may not have a pension. Savings. Sometimes we find that couples keep things separate. They don't keep them together. But it needs to be together in the planning process. So they've got to decide between themselves how do we utilize our assets and utilize the income that can be generated for them for the lifestyle that we want to have. So they need to be thinking about what they want to do in retirement. If it's travel, can they agree upon where they want to go, their likes and dislikes? What they want to do with their time, how they want to spend their monies. Sometimes we find that there may be some inheritance involved in one or the other of the parties, and that party may not want to spend that part of the money for the joint retirement, kind of hold back, and maybe that's their safety blanket. So there's a lot of things to think about and consider. But if it's both been working, both have assets, it's different than you know, we do find from time to time someone that's a sole breadwinner and the spouse is still at home. That's a much easier thing to approach because there's going to be probably one pension and two Social Securities and then one savings jointly. So having it together creates some anxiety for some folks. So they need to understand the need for joint planning and working together on a plan, not just trying to go it solo.
Do you see?
It doesn't work. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have disagreements too whenever you have husbands and wives getting together and talking about money. I mean, and that's not a bad thing, but there's bound to be a little bit of conflict or disagreement between viewpoints on some things. What do those disagreements usually look like?
Well, I'll give you two different categories of it. One is on budgeting. Not everyone wants to spend money on the same types of things. Sometimes one person is a lot more frugal than the other, and sometimes the wife will be like, I really want to go on more trips, and the husband's a little bit hesitant to let go of some of the savings that they have to enjoy the golden years of retirement. But one thing that makes them feel more confident is verifying that they can afford it. To me, that's priceless. The other thing is risk. Sometimes one person, the couple, will want to take on more market risk, or maybe not insure against certain things like catastrophic health care costs. That's risky. That's a risky move not to do so. And really what it comes down to is, what do you value more, opportunity or predictability? That's sometimes a differentiator between husband and wife, that we work through it with them, though, and we can create a plan that will make both people's needs met.
That's a wise way to paint that picture. Do you think it's okay, because I'm sure this is pretty common from what I've been able to gather in talking with different couples and just the examples that you guys have shared over time, for one spouse to handle all the financial matters, or do both need to be heavily involved?
We find quite often that only one spouse is handling all the financial matters, and we try to blend that together because they need to both be involved. And I don't know that they both need to be heavily involved, but they certainly, typically, we do try to encourage them to be involved together, because it is a joint decision and should be a joint decision. But there is a generation, yet the older baby boomers, that where they're, one of the spouses handles all the financial matters, and we still see that. And then you'll find the opposite of that, where they're both involved and they have their own checkbooks, and one's writing checks for part of the 50% of the expenses and the other for the other. That's almost bad, too, in reality, because you've got to come together and understand how, when the paychecks stop, that larger paycheck stops, and now we're dealing with pensions and Social Security and utilizing our savings, it has to be mutually understood. It can't just be it has to be blended. They need to be on the same sheet of music, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. All helpful information, guys. We're talking with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith of Security First Asset Management, serving you in Middle Georgia with offices in Dublin and in Macon as well. They're both retirement income certified professionals and National Social Security advisors as well. And I know you've run into a lot of examples of helping couples navigate these waters. Can you maybe give us a good example of a situation where you had a couple that came in, they weren't on the same page with their retirement planning, but then by the end of the meetings with you, they were both happy with the plan and back on the same page with one another?
Yeah, I worked with a couple here recently. They're both retiring actually later this year, and they had each saved in their own employer-sponsored plans and really only paid attention to their own savings and not really the other person's. And so there was really a disconnect between what the assets were. And one person thought that they really had to live a frugal lifestyle, and the other person was like, no, I think we can afford to spend a little bit more. So what we were able to do is kind of consolidate everything, get a clear picture of what their assets were, and then forecast out the spending needs that they have. And then it gave both people confidence that, you know, they really could enjoy and go ahead and retire this year and enjoy retirement without feeling like they didn't have a plan in place. So just being aware of all the different tools that you have in place already, all the different planning things you've already done, is important, and then putting that together in a comprehensive income plan. So today we've been talking to you about lots of different issues, keeping it simple, his and hers retirement planning. Ultimately, what we want to do is help you and guide you towards a retirement where you can feel confident. We're passionate about helping our community be well prepared for retirement, especially with the income needs that you have in retirement and all the different things associated with that. So we're offering a complimentary financial review to the next 10 callers who have saved at least $100,000 for retirement. Give us a call at 1-800-987-1443. That's 1-800-987-1443. We'll talk to you about your retirement income needs, where that income is going to come from, how you can outpace inflation and account for taxes and health care costs, and ultimately put together a lifetime income blueprint for you and your wife to make sure you're both on the same page. So for the next 10 callers who have saved at least $100,000 for retirement, give us a call at 1-800-987-1443.
Again, that's 800-987-1443. Call now and have a complimentary review of your financial plan with the team at Security First Asset Management, serving you in Middle Georgia. 800-987-1443 is the number. Again, that's 800-987-1443. The team has offices in Dublin and in Macon at Security First Asset Management. You want to make sure you're getting a plan that is customized to your individual needs, one that is comprehensive, making sure no stone is left unturned, and of course, complimentary. And you can have that complimentary initial review with the team at Security First Asset Management simply by picking up the phone and calling now. 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Well, guys, always appreciate the help here on the program. Great chatting with you again, and we'll look forward to another good show next week.
Thank you, Walt. Appreciate it.
Walter, we'll talk to you next time.
Absolutely. That's Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith of Security First Asset Management. 800-987-1443 is your number to call. That's 800-987-1443. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time on Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities are registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.